T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we live this life as reporters and talk show hosts, and sometimes it's joyful and sometimes it's horrifying. And it just, sometimes your heart soars and sometimes your heart aches. There are moments in this career that your heart stops and you're so overwhelmed with grief and horror and shock and sadness that you can't get past it. Because what you do is you project. Because if you're a father like me, or you're a mother, and you have kids, and you have daughters, and they're out there dating, and then somebody snatches a beautiful girl's life away. In a moment, bam! And you can't get past the horror, the grief, and the tragedy. And that is definitely the case with Dr. Gary Kusia, whose daughter, and by the way, the tremendous courage it takes to have these conversations and to want to help others is beyond my belief. And what happened to his daughter just rips at your heart. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
How are you, Marty? Hi, thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, gosh. I, you know, in my mind's eye, and I guess it's obviously a lot more relevant to you because it's your daughter. In my mind's eye, I recall the incident as if it were yesterday. It cannot get easier for you, Doctor.
No, it never really gets easier. You know, this August will be 10 years since Demi lost her life to dating violence. And we just continue to work hard and to tell her story and hope that it opens up, you know, family's eyes in a different way than our family had our eyes opened up.
Well, a so-called boyfriend stabbed her to death.
Right. The day after my daughter turned 16, it was the very next day, she was stabbed 16 times from a boyfriend who was the very first boyfriend she ever had, the first boyfriend she ever dated, and this boy was a friend of my son's. And we didn't see the controlling characteristics. We didn't see the, you know, all these things going on until it was too late. And, you know, that's why we're trying to raise awareness to dating violence, because it affects 1 out of 3 teenagers. It's kind of scary.
If I recall, sir, she kept a lot of it to herself, right?
She kept most of it to herself. Yeah. You know, there was a lot of controlling characteristics going on through the cell phones that we didn't know.
Right.
You know, Demi was a strong-willed girl, and I'm sure she thought, you know, it was just a breakup. She could handle it, no big deal. She never realized for a moment that this boy was capable of doing what he did to her.
Well, none of us do. I think that's the issue, right? Because we all have daughters, and I have sisters, and we all have experienced these quote-unquote traumatic breakups where somebody cries and somebody screams in rage, but we never, I don't think most normal thinking people, Doctor, connect the dots thinking, oh my goodness, he could kill her or she could kill him, right?
No, that's exactly right, you know. And I'll tell you what's so challenging for parents, for dads and moms today is the technology that we have.
Yes.
You know, when you and I grew up, we had one phone in the house with the cord on it, and if you're arguing with somebody or there's some sort of disturbance, it's going to get your attention or your parents' attention. And, you know, for our youth today, everything's done through silent platforms, text messaging, Facebook posts, you know, Instagram and Snapchat and all these different things that it's hard to pick up on what's going on, especially when something's, you know, kind of getting out of control.
Hey, Doctor, you probably know this story, the front page of the New York Times. Yesterday, there's a young girl, teenage girl, on trial right now, a charge with manslaughter, and through exactly what you're saying, Doctor, egged her, that's the description of prosecutors, egged her boyfriend into committing suicide.
Right.
I mean, and that's the danger out there. This is the new flashpoint. This is the new trigger point, the explosiveness of social media, and the weapon is in your hands, and it ain't no gun, Doctor, is it? It's a phone.
No, you're exactly right. You know, social media is a great thing. Technology is a great thing. But you put that power in the hands of a abusive, controlling partner or soon-to-be ex-partner, and it's used as a weapon. And, you know, it's really tough to unplug, to escape, to get away from that.
Dr. Kachi, who lost his daughter, to domestic violence. So, doctor, folks either take a left or a right when something like this happens in their family. And here's what I mean. You either take a path that leads you to misery and sometimes death, divorce, bankruptcy, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, all these things. And by the way, you can argue these are natural progressions if you lose a beautiful teenage daughter. The other path is you do something with it to create some change. And you want to create change with this horrible, horrible incident, doctor.
Yeah, we have been working really hard. We initially start off, we had legislation passed in the state of Pennsylvania, but it wasn't as strong as it should have been. So since then, we've been going into schools. To date, I've done close to 300 school assemblies to well over 300,000 high school and middle school students sharing and Demi's message. And, you know, I can tell you there's not a school that we haven't shared my daughter's message that we haven't touched at least one or two you know, high school students or middle school students with her message. So it's definitely making a difference.
Well, I would argue that you save lives because if the bell goes off, if the whistle rings, right, if a kid just takes a little bit from that, that maybe I should do this instead of that, it could literally save their lives, doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, initially when we started doing these school assemblies, we would get a lot of correspondence from the young girls. It seems like lately we've been getting a lot of correspondence from the young boys that, you know, they realize maybe they have controlling characteristics or maybe they witness this behavior in their own house and they want to be better than that and they want to be different than what they see their father treat their mother. And this is the type of verbiage that we're been getting back from doing these school assemblies. And Demi's story is touching lives and it's definitely making a difference.
Hey, doctor, let's talk about this Father's Day pledge.
Yeah, absolutely. This is you know, this is a chance for men in this Pittsburgh area, not just this area, nationwide, to stand up, to get involved. And most people think that domestic violence is a woman's issue. I tend to think that it's more of a guy's issue because most of the time it's the guys that are doing the physical abuse. And, you know, we need more men to be mentors, to be leaders, to step up, to get involved, and to make a difference.
What would you – if there are always men listening that have issues in terms of – snapping or these violent tendencies. And if there's a man out there that knows he has these issues, doctor, what would you advise him to do, the first step, sir?
Well, I would say to get some help, to go get some counseling. You know, sometimes I go to the gym and work out, and sometimes that's a good way of channeling off some issues, you know, channeling off aggressions maybe you have. But if you find yourself that those things don't work and you have these tendencies to be controlling, to be abusive, to be verbally, emotionally, or even, you know, physically or sexually abusive, there's places out there. Each county has a local domestic violence agency. They have trained counselors to help you get the help that you need so you can be better than that.
Hey, Doc, do you ever get past this in your heart of hearts, sir?
No, I don't. Every morning I wake up, the very first thing that's right in front of me is that my daughter's no longer with us. And, you know, I kind of, that's probably why I do so much advocacy, because I haven't really found a way to live with Demi not being in my life. And by honoring her, by telling her story, she's still in my life. It's just in a very different way.
Well, God bless you, man. If you ever need anything from me, doctor, and I mean that. I mean, you know, we have a platform we have a platform where we reach a bunch of folks and we do a bunch of TV stuff and we have a very active social media site, and anything I can ever do to help you get the word out, you just let me know. All right, sir.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And God bless you. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to just talk a little bit about my daughter, Demi.
All right, doctor. Thank you. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
All right. After the break, we're going to talk more about a big event they have coming up and about this pledge that we'd like you to take. All right. Very, very important stuff. A courageous effort for the doctor who lost his daughter. And I agree with every single word. Why wouldn't I? Oh, man. Painful. Christy Trauma. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. It's an important discussion. Tell us, please, what the FISA Foundation is.
FISA is a charitable grant-making foundation. Our mission is about improving the lives of women and girls and people with disabilities, and one of the issues that we work on a lot is domestic violence prevention. We have, in the last few years, started an initiative with the Heinz Endowments and the United Way called Southwest PA Says No More. And what that's about is recognizing that for as prevalent as domestic violence is, the kind of crimes that Dr. Kusha was talking about. These are really preventable, and we want to help people take action.
Hey, everything you say is so spot on, but you know, I often say that the people you're trying to reach aren't kind of sitting there listening to PSAs. They could care less, and they don't really listen to talk radio, and they don't read. They're just angry. Is that an arguable point, or you hope to reach someone who could reach someone else who said, hey, let's get you some help?
Well, so I guess what I would say is when we think about the scope of the crime, we're talking about one in three teenagers has been victimized by somebody that they're dating, physically, sexually, emotionally. That when we talked last year, that more than 100 victims of domestic violence were killed by their partners. It can feel a little overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
We know that the vast majority of those crimes are perpetrated by men, but we also know that the vast majority of men are not perpetrating violence. And so it's that silent majority of men who believe in healthy relationships, are supportive and respectful, but until now have too often been silent on the issue of teen dating violence, sexual violence, domestic violence. And we think that's where there's real hope in changing our culture.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I could flash back to when I was in college, and there was this couple that they lived in a room adjacent to us, and we loved them. They were sweet and kind. They ended up getting married. One day I see her in the hall, and she has a black eye, and it was her future husband. And I was outraged and snatched him up and screaming and yelling. And it comes from the strangest places, and it comes from all socioeconomic backgrounds, does it not, Christy?
That's right. When we talk about one in three women, we're talking about people in your family,
right,
people that you work with, people who live next door to you or go to your church or temple, that this is a problem that is really pervasive. But until we get in situations like what you were talking about in college, too often it's happening under our nose and it's invisible to us. And so I think a lot of people are not, you know, sort of sure how to be helpful in broader situations like that. We think about, you know, in an emergency, what would we do? But in changing the culture of domestic violence and sexual assault, what we're trying to do is engage people in taking action a little sooner. And so we did a focus group with teenage girls just a month or so ago, and they were talking about in their high schools, sort of on a day-to-day basis, there are disrespectful comments being made, rumors spread about somebody's sexuality, you know, unwanted pictures or memes being shared on social media, really controlling behavior. And it's at that point when I think we have, as a whole community, the ability to change things. Because if in those moments we're silent, we don't say anything, we don't bring it up, we're giving the message that it's okay. And so what we are working on right now is the Father's Day pledge to end domestic and sexual violence. And that's some of what Dr. Kusha was talking about, is a way, a first step for people who are supportive of this issue to figure out how do you start talking about it in a more public way. And that's what the Father's Day pledge is about.
You know, it becomes real organic in my life. So I have a son, and he starts going at it with his sister, and it becomes a real basic, Vincent, come over here, sit down. If I ever hear you speaking to your mother or your sisters that way again, I'll do this, this, and this. This is how we treat women. This is how we treat our mother. This is how we respect each other. And if you don't get that at a very early age, then you get this behavior that you're talking about, because I also agree with what you're saying, Christy. What's happened is the new weapon is a cell phone. So this becomes this powerful tool where a young man gets blown off by a girl. So he starts sending out these lewd, crude, rude statements about her that circle the globe in 3 seconds, or a photograph he took of her when they were, quote unquote, in love. And then this abuse begins, and it has to stop, doesn't it?
It absolutely has to stop. And I think we all have a role to play in stopping it by having some of these conversations as regular parenting lessons, whether, you know, we have our own kids or we're a mentor or, you know, we have kids in the neighborhood, that I think talking about some of these things and naming behaviors is really important. So, for instance, one of the things that I think is pretty typical now is that many people feel like if they get in a relationship that it's their partner's right to, you know, request their passwords or that it's okay if your partner wants to be in touch all the time and know where you are and know what you're wearing and who you're with. And the controlling behaviors can start out like that and really escalate, sometimes in a way that other people don't notice. And so we need to be having these conversations on a regular basis with both our sons and our daughters.
Christy Troutman with the FISA Foundation. Hey, Christy, tell our listeners about this event Friday. It's important.
Yeah, so the Father's Day Pledge is an online pledge at Southwest PA Says No More. People can go online, sign the pledge, and we'll send you tips about how to be active in prevention. On Friday, at noontime, we're gathering at the Allegheny County Courthouse on Grant Street from noon to 1, and it'll be community leaders, political leaders, nonprofit leaders, corporate leaders, who will be all taking the pledge together and talking about our role as a community to end domestic and sexual violence.
Hey, Christy, it's a pleasure. If you ever need anything from us, please let me know, okay?
Thank you very much.
It's great and powerful information. Thank you, Christy. We'll talk to you again. Hey, pay attention. Talk to your kids about this. Talk to your son about this. This is a dangerous, dangerous scenario. And I can't thank them enough for caring enough to come on here and deliver that message today.
Triple A traffic on the Vice, powered by Bowser Nissan, where business is booming. Southbound 19 still blocked off at the 79 southbound ramp in the Cranberry area. We have a overturned heavy load truck. It looks like a flatbed carrying a piece of heavy equipment, partially flipped over on its side. And we have the left northbound lane of 19 blocked off it for you as well. Now, this all happened underneath the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So the Turnpike has now been shut down in both directions between Butler Valley and Cranberry. On the inbound side of the Parkway West, it's still solid from Greentree, that Parkway East at Edgewood-Swissvale. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 10:35 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Kathy Berger on KDKA.
I was just getting to the jam. Yeah. Woo! Woo! That's a jam. All right. I'm going to tell you two quick stories. We've been talking about knockoff Penguin jerseys, right? And how I could care less. If you buy a $29 knockoff shirt, you know it's a knockoff shirt. I'll take the little...
Well, the seams on the inside aren't sewn in the same pattern.
Okay, but the knockoff jersey's $29 and the authentic licensed... jerseys 300. Give me the seamless thing, gizmo, that I'm going to wear once a year when the Penguins are in the cup again. I'll take that. Now, if I'm breaking some kind of law, no. But if we're all cool, me buying the $8 t-shirt versus the $40 t-shirt, I'm going $8 every time. Go Pens. Looks exactly the same in licensed versus unlicensed. Just saying. So, T, yesterday was my birthday. We know this. And I transitioned into this. I got a knockoff cake. Yeah, knockoff cake. I'm just telling you I did. My man Sereo calls and says, what do you want? What birthday cake do you want? I'll make it right now. I said, no, that's ridiculous and silly. They made us a three-layer 14th anniversary cake the other day. It was swinging, had pictures on it. One of the best cakes I've ever eaten. That was enough. He goes all apoplectic and wants to buy a cake and make a cake for us and send it to the studio and have my wife bring it home. Well, here's what women do. They make a plan and they don't want to change from that plan once they're into the plan. So the plan was for her to go to this knockoff bakery in Market Square and buy a knockoff cake. I didn't use the name. Instead of Oakmont Bakery, Supremo Deluxe Cakes. 12-layer job. Life-size Marty Griffin birthday cake would have come my way. Soraya was ready to go. So I got the knockoff cake last night, T. Knockoff. It was little itty-bitty, too, like 2 inches thick. And check this out. The knockoff cake was stale. It was. How do you sell a stale cake? It was stale. Yeah, I feel bad about all this. You know what it did, though? It cut down on my consumption of the cake. You know what I did? This is a true story. I sent it next door to Brother Dave, doctor of all doctors. And it's gone, man. The knockoff cake was digested. So what's my point? Don't ever accept a knockoff cake for your birthday. Go with the real deal. Knockoff cake. Knockoff cake. It wasn't fresh. Who sells a stale cake? To me, it was my birthday. You think somebody squirting that little stuff, and that was even kind of sloppy. They squirted happy birthday, Mark, and it was like sloppy. Like a 12-year-old did it, like my daughter Chloe. Here's the other thing about my birthday. I came home about 7. My kid Chloe was still finishing. Dad, leave the room. I'm finishing your card. Really? You only had 364 days, 24 hours, 59 minutes. Then, one more thing. T, I asked them, please don't go out. You know what they do now when you get older and you work out a lot? I'm a nut. I work out in the morning an hour and a half. I'm insane. I have a problem. There's something wrong with me. I like working out to the point where I'm soaked. It's just my thing. It clears my head. That's why I'm just so clear when I come in here. And I said, please don't buy me any shorts, any more shorts in these shirts that I wear. What did they buy me? Shorts and shirts. It gets to a point. It gets to a point where they just don't know what to buy you. So I get those little socks that I wear, and I have like 600 pairs of socks now. And I get boxer shorts and T-shirts because I'm kind of hooked up. I told my wife this. Don't get all worked up about buying daddy a gift. You are my gift. These kids make me laugh, and I don't get worked up about gifts. We have a nice little dinner. My mom came over. It's all that matters to me. Sitting there with my mom, we're talking about birthdays. And what I tell you what did happen, though. My mother gave me a box, and I opened the box, and in the box was my father's retirement watch. And I just I started crying. And I don't wear watches, I don't wear jewelry, but I will covet this, and I will wear it every day until I die. It's my father. And you know, there's a lot of things you can have in life that are attainable through credit cards and elevating yourself professionally. But the things that you really want, you sometimes can't have. And that's just, I wanted to call my dad and see how he's doing. And my father always made fun of me. Always. And I enjoyed the hell out of it. And it's so ironic how your life goes. I always bought my father workout stuff for his birthday. And my kids gave it to me yesterday. So my point is that the things that we covet have nothing to do with T-shirts and trips around the world. They have everything to do with family and relationships and friends and my little girl giggling as I came through the door as Chloe's making me a Father's Day card, which I will covet until the day that I die. And then someday my son will open up a gift and it will be my father's retirement watch. And then he will never forget that as well. Right? One more thing. We had a guy in our house. We bought drapes from Lisa Lucina, who's one of the coolest people on earth, Lisa Lucina. It's my whole work ethic thing. If there's a harder working family, I don't know who it is. So they have this guy that comes into your house and installs your drapes, your new drapes. Okay? Okay. And this guy was unbelievably professional. And it was hot. It was Saturday. And he was sweating. And so he did an amazing job. He wrote all these notes about the drapes. Seriously. This is one of Lisa Lucina's people. He wrote all these notes about the drapes. And he worked really hard. He was sweaty. I asked him if he wanted a drink. He didn't want to drink. And as he was leaving, I grabbed $40 because I wanted to give him a tip. I just think folks that come to your house that do work, man, they work hard. And so throw a little extra love, right? Why not? And he wouldn't take the tip. This guy, he wouldn't take the tip. And I said, "What? Why not, man? This is, I'd be honored. This is a privilege to have you here. And your work ethic. He said, no. Lisa Lucina pays me so well, and they're such good people that I refuse. Now, that's class, and that's work ethic. Look at T with her hand out. You should see this woman right now. If I'm lying, I'm dying. It's why we love her, by the way. She literally, I just told this story where I was trying to give him $40. She has done zip for me. In fact, she works at a card store and didn't bring me a birthday card. She's putting her hand out. I swear, come in here and deny it. She won't. She's not a liar. She will throw on a polygraph like those state police. Miss Rush, you lied about the tip. And so I'm telling the story about the tip, but she's holding her hand out. Why wouldn't the money come your way? It makes no sense at all. All right. Had to tell those stories. When I get back, you've got to hear this column about test scores in Pittsburgh. Raz handed me this. I find this kind of ridiculous, some of these promotions. These minor league baseball teams do these bizarre promotions. Did you folks see this out of Jacksonville, Florida? A minor league baseball team has planned an unusual Father's Day promotion. The team will give out pregnancy tests. Eesh. This week, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp have added a second promotion to the usual Thirsty Thursday celebration. They're calling it You Might Be a Father promotion, which comes with a free pregnancy test. The team's website explains it like this. The test will let men know if they should return to the Father's Day game on Sunday. Okay. I don't know. I'm not saying shut down the team or sell the team, but it's kind of tacky. The general manager said the idea was pitched as a tongue-in-cheek promotion for the Thursday crowd, which tend to be young professionals and college students. He said the tests are only handed to someone who wants one. Okay. I guess. Hey, whatever. I don't know. All good. Hey, can I clarify something I mentioned a couple times? We've been getting a bunch of calls. My wife, Christine Sorensen. Yes, she's my wife, in case you do not know this. She is the host of Pittsburgh Today Live TV show that's on at 9 o'clock in the morning. So after you folks listen to me, you always watch her. Or you don't listen to me and you watch her. Or you do them both, as I do. For 11 years now, she has done this show, Pittsburgh Today Live. She also anchors the news at noon with Mr. Stacy. And the 5 o'clock news with Mr. Rice. That's her resume. So, T has been getting phone calls, and what the heck, as a point of clarity for the folks out there who do listen to me and do watch my wife's show, Pittsburgh Today Live, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the morning every single day. I think she's been at it 11 years, which is very cool. I love the show. I watch it every day with Tamara. We always do. We comment on the dresses, the food, the entertainment. It's a fabulously, amazingly well-done effort by Christine and Jill and Mr. Burnett. Anyway, a long story short, she is leaving that show, just that show. She's not quitting KDKA TV. She is still doing, which I love, this new franchise she has called Kidsburg. She's going to do more of that. She's going to continue to do the noon news and the 5 o'clock news. But yes, she did retire, we could use that word, from that show, Pittsburgh Today Live. I'm saying this several times until you're annoyed with me saying it, because T's getting phone calls about where's my wife going and why did she quit and where's she going to work next. She's staying here in Pittsburgh on KDKA TV. And apparently she told me, I sent her a text. She laid it out in great detail, but sometimes folks get busy and they don't listen. And they call friends and blah, blah, blah. Who's going to do it next? Darling Heather Abraham will do it next. I don't know all those details, but Heather just had another baby. Heather will do the morning news, and Heather will then transition to Pittsburgh Today Live at 9 o'clock. Heather, who is wonderfully talented, absolutely charming, and sweet as could be. will take over the duties of Pittsburgh Today Live. This has been a special announcement to clarify. So people are calling you asking what happened to her, right, T? Yeah. All right. She's not going to do Pittsburgh Today Live anymore. She is going to stay with KDKA-TV and do the Noon News and the Five and Kidsburg, which is now my favorite franchise in this entire town. I love stories about kids and family, and there's an optimism to it, and there's an earnestness to my wife that I find very charming, which is probably why she's my wife. All right? All right. Hey, in the next hour, we have a lot going on. We're going to talk live to one of the best attorneys around and regarding one of this, a big, big case that he won last week against Allegheny County, age discrimination case that you'll want to hear about, actually. A fascinating outcome, and it says a lot about where we're at today. Also, we're going to talk about this column written by an expert in education. In the column, the headline is, "Still Flunking After All These Years. Pittsburgh Must Hold Officials Accountable and Demand Better from Its Schools." We have been talking about this on this platform for 11 years. I kind of sort of started this show about the same time Christine started Pittsburgh Today Live. So we're at 11 plus years and she's retiring and we're going on to fight the fight. And we've got it. You've got to get to this column. It's really important to the future of the city and for our children. Next hour, we're going to talk about Pittsburgh Public Schools and we're going to talk about a $1 million plus verdict against Allegheny County regarding discrimination. It's an interesting story that you probably don't want to miss. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.